It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket on the show with us this evening. Once again, the one and only Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. It's so good to hear your voice again. We always meet like this.
I know. It's always like, Lizzie, hey, oh my gosh, and bye. But it's great to hear you. It's great to hear your voice. I know there's a lot going on. And we've got a Hailstorm show coming to House of Blues Anaheim on October 20th. And Lizzie, you're living in Nashville, which, of course, is a big music city. How has being part of such a large community of musicians shaped your own music?
It's been extremely inspiring, and because it's, I mean, everybody thinks about Nashville as it being, you know, just kind of like a country mecca, and it's really not. It's interesting because, I mean, obviously there is some of that, and but there's really just this amazing metal and rock and roll community here, and everyone's really good. So every time that you go out anywhere to a bar or anything, there's always some amazing musician. You're like, oh, I need to go home and practice. So there's that. And I think just being around all of it just all the time, I mean, it's just a constant feed, you know, of inspiration, really. And so we've just been having a really great time here.
Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm with us on the show tonight. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket. Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm on the show with us tonight. Hailstorm again playing House of Blues Anaheim on October 20th. And Hailstorm can be rock or metal or even pop. What's set the tone for what songs for the next album will sound like?
In all honesty, you know, we've been calling it kind of the long road to the beginning. Really, it's the four of us in a room together, and we're jamming just kind of the way we did in my parents' basement. And so, really, if it's good, it's good. So, you know, kind of go around the room, and you know, I bring songs to the guys too, and like, hey, what do you think? And if everybody agrees that and that it gets them excited, then we work on that. It's kind of simple, you know, and also extremely complicated because, you know, you want to make sure that you're doing, you know, right by your fans and, you know, making the best record that you absolutely can. But at its core, you know, if it doesn't get us excited, it doesn't go on the record.
Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm is our guest on the show tonight. Hailstorm, by the way, playing at House of Blues Anaheim October 20th. I'm going to have tickets to give away to that show later on. Also, Ozfest meets Knotfest tickets lined up for you, plus music from Motorhead, Iron Maiden. It is all coming up on Whiplash. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jacket, Lizzie Hale with us on the show tonight. And Lizzie, every songwriter has unique routines and techniques for making music. What's your routine for a typical day when you're working on an album?
It's funny because I'm actually in that right now, and my routine, I would probably call it more of an obsession, because when that starts, you know, it's constant. It's, you wake up in the morning, and I have a piano in my living room, and then off from our living room, we have a small studio, you know, with guitars and everywhere, and just the full setup. So it's really, it's kind of, I don't know, it's exciting, but it's also just a little crazy, because everything that anybody says or a song that comes on the radio or like, I'm constantly thinking about it, like, oh, that's a cool subject, or oh, that's a really neat thing to say. Would that fit in a song? Maybe not, you know. So it's more obsession, but it's interesting. What I've learned through this entire process is that I don't like settling for something that's just good. So I've been writing like 15 different choruses to a piece of music, you know, just searching for, you know, that one time that I listen back to it, and it's like, oh, that feels really good. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of work, and it's exciting, and like I said, just constant.
And what do you think the timeline is looking like for this next album?
You know, I'm not quite sure. You know, we just kind of had our first real, you know, meeting. We invited everybody here actually yesterday, just label and management and just, you know, our core team. And they got to hear a lot of these new songs for the very first time. And so it shouldn't be too far off, but we definitely are taking our time on this.
Lizzie Hill of Hailstorm with us tonight. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS, Full Metal Jackie, Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm on the show with us tonight. And Lizzie, you and your brother, RJ, started the band when you were kids. How has time and success shaped that sibling relationship?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, the reality is that we actually haven't changed much. Our dynamic is very much the same. And I mean that in the most absolute positive sense. He's my little buddy. But it's really strange. We have these moments, you know, recently more than ever now, because it's been 20 years since we named the band and had our first show. And I mean, man, there's just such a difference between like believing that you can achieve something and then all of a sudden things actually happening. Like the fact that we can call this a career now is really crazy. And I don't know, we're very proud of what we built, but in a lot of ways, it's the same. You know, the hustle is the same, and the excitement about, you know, creating new music is the same, and definitely our dynamic on stage is very much the same. There's a very friendly, unspoken sibling rivalry as to who can outdo who on stage. And so I think, honestly, we're super happy that we had each other through all of it, and we still have each other. And you know, because we're on the road constantly now, and things are busy, and you know, everything might change, you know, around us, and things get crazier, or maybe there's more pressure now because it is a career, not just a hobby. But when it comes down to it, you know, it's him and I, you know, for life.
Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm on the show tonight. Hailstorm are playing House of Blues Anaheim on October 20th. It's a Friday night. I'll have tickets to give away. Plus, we'll have Lizzie pick music next. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm on the show with us tonight. And Hailstorm has been the same four people since getting signed over 10 years ago. What's the most important thing you've learned about the relationship between everyone in a band?
A couple things, actually. The most important, and I tell this to young kids all the time, is that it's like being married to three people, you know, or however many people are in your band. You know, it's a relationship, and you have to cultivate that, and you have to get along, you know. And also, there's a lot of, we just literally were having this conversation yesterday, there's a lot of respect that we give each other, because, you know, without all four corners of Hailstorm, it wouldn't be the same band, and everybody brings something to the table that the other person cannot, you know. And so it's just kind of making, you know, reminding each other of that, and the value of, you know, that teamwork. And I'm extremely lucky to be surrounded by these guys that have the same work ethic and the same, you know, crazed obsession with this, you know, with this monster that we've created, that, you know, that I have. So it's, you know, it's been a crazy ride. And one thing we all constantly remind each other of as well is that it is, you know, it's always comes down to the four of us. You know, things, you know, labels come and go, management comes and goes, you know, money or whatever you feel might be important, you know, or the most important thing in your career, really, it's none of that. It's the four of you guys playing music, and the four of you guys, you know, against the world. So we've constantly been having that conversation.
Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm is our guest on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Hailstorm are playing at House of Blues in Anaheim on October 20th. I've got a pair of tickets for you now, 800-955-KLOS. Caller 20 will give you a pair of tickets furnished by Live Nation. Also going to throw in a copy of Hailstorm Reanimate 3.0, the covers EP, which is out now, and you'll find this one on there. It's Whiplash, KLOS. In the still of the night, I hear the war. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jacket, Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm on the show tonight. Hailstorm, of course, a lot of success out there at radio and in selling albums. You've got like 9 top 10 singles on the Billboard charts, and the last album reached number 5. Does success motivate you creatively, or does it cause added pressure?
Okay, so there's this kind of dichotomy, because there is pressure that I kind of try to keep out of my head with all of that, you know, because I found that as soon as I start thinking about, you know, anything, oh, well, is radio going to play it, or is it going to make it on the charts? You know, I mean, really the bottom line is, do we get excited about, you know, new material, and do you think the people that follow us will? So it's really us and the fans. And, you know, because as soon as you start thinking and overcomplicating everything, it's really hard to be creative. But in the same breath, you know, we're extremely lucky to have even, you know, gotten to that point, because we know so many amazing, talented bands that never even make it to their first record on a major label, let alone we're working on our 4th. So it's humbling, but at the same time, you try to keep some of that stuff out of the creative process, because, you know, bottom line is, you know, music is music, and we didn't get into this for any of that other crap anyway.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Lizzie Hale with us. We've got Hailstorm playing House of Blues Anaheim on October 20th, and we've also got them playing the Loudwire Music Awards, which is taking place on October 24th at the Novo downtown Los Angeles. So we've got you here twice in 1 week. So that's pretty awesome.
I know. When does that ever happen? It's so cool.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show, Lizzie. Great to talk to you. And I'll be seeing you real soon.
Oh, love you, darling. And if I may, thank you so much for sticking with us through all these years, man. And you're one of the good ones.
Well, you make it easy. Thank you. It's Full Metal Jacket. Thanks for hanging. I'm here for Whiplash Sunday nights from 9 to 11. Stick around. Fraser Smith is coming up next. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jacket. And again, check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Leaving you off with Ministry tonight. See ya.